perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, and nothing's gonna stop me.
That's Olivia Crawford, the editor of the Sunday Magazine. Miss Crawford, I have always wanted to meet you.
Well, of course you have. And you are?
Larry Appleton.
Oh, exactly the person I've come to see. This paper has a rather tiresome policy of asking new people to write something for the Sunday Magazine. And you, I understand, are new.
The Sunday Magazine? I love the Sunday Magazine.
Well, excellent. Why don't you come up with a couple of ideas and we'll see if something's suitable.
Thank you. I'll do my best. This means a lot to me. It's a dream come true. I'm sorry. I don't mean to gush.
Too late.
Miss Crawford, here's your mail.
That's Olivia, darling.
Oh, well, if you're Olivia, darling, this is not your mail.
No, darling, I am Olivia Crawford, and you are a delight.
Well, actually, I'm a Mibiot.
What's your name, dear?
Valky Bartahumus.
Ah, from the Mediterranean, right?
Well, actually, you go to the Mediterranean and then turn left.
Well, of course you do. With a face like that, you can turn any way you want. Welcome to the Chronicle, darling.
Thank you.
Valky, this is great! I'm gonna write an article for the Sunday Magazine section. Do you know what that means?
No, I don't!
I'll tell you what that means. It means I get a byline. It means people will take notice. It means I'm on my way to the big time.
The big time?
The big time.
Well, why would you want to leave your job and join the circus?
That's the big top. Yes. Yes! Ooh, I am good.
Did you finally beat yourself at tic-tac-toe?
No. No, no. I came up with a title for my article for the Sunday Magazine section. It's about how a lot of neighborhoods in this town are losing their ethnic character. What do you think? Is Chicago disappearing?
Well, I don't know. When you work in the basement, you miss so much.
Yes, would you move along, please? Harriet, from now on, I prefer to travel alone.
That makes two of us, baby.
Well, now, Larry, how's your article coming?
Great. I think I finally came up with a title.
For heaven's sakes, I have gone and left my car keys on my desk. Larry, would you be a dear and run up and get them for me? My keys.
Sure. I'll run this by you later.
Of course.
Oh,
happy.
Hello, Miss Crawford.
My, 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 how very easily you lift those big, heavy bags onto the table. I'm impressed.
Oh, go on with you.
Balky, really, I mean it. Where did you get such marvelous muscles?
Well, lifting sheep, I suppose.
Ah, yes, of course. You were a sheep herder back on Mipos, weren't you?
Yes.
Oh, that must have been so peaceful.
Oh, yes, yes. Sitting on the hillside, listening to the goat bells in the distance, watching Papa's sheep eat the grass. They have four stomachs, you know. And when one of them stomachs goes bad, everything just backs up and backs up.
Yes, thank you, darling. Very vivid. But you're so very far from home, Balky. Don't you get homesick sometimes?
Well, sometimes, but I bring some things with me that remind me of home. Huh. I have Dimitri, of course. He's my stuffed sheep. And I have a beautiful tapestry that my sister Liana made.
You don't mean it. What an extraordinary coincidence. I just happen to have a rather extensive collection myself.
Get out of this city! You collect stuffed sheep too?
No, tapestries, darling. Balky, I have a wonderful idea. Why don't I come over and see your tapestry? I'm going to be right in your neighborhood this evening.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Now, where exactly is it that you live?
535 Wilson, apartment 207, the brick building. Are you going to be driving yourself?
Yes.
Then I save you 15 minutes. Now, don't go up Holstead. There's construction on Holstead. Wait, I had to tell myself about. Okay. You don't want to go up for that. You. You want to go parallel to Holstead, and then when you get the Sangamon, you make a hard drive. Miss Crawford.
Call me Olivia. I should be there about 7. Oh, would you look at that? I had my keys the whole time. See you later, dear boy.
Sorry, Miss Crawford. I couldn't find the, I couldn't find your, Did Miss Crawford leave?
Yes.
Did she find her keys?
Oh, yes.
Are you feeling okay?
Oh, no.
Balky, what happened?
Cousin, something just happened that I don't understand. When you are alone with a woman and she said that she wants to come over to your house to see your tapestry, does that mean what I think it means?
Well, could mean she's just interested in tapestries.
Okay. What about if you're alone with a woman and she kisses you so hard that your eyeballs roll back up into your head?
That means what you think it means. Now, who's the girl? Is this Laura from Classified?
No. Olivia.
Olivia Crawford?
No, Olivia Newton-John. Of course, Olivia Crawford.
Balky, I don't mean to hurt your feelings.
But you're going to.
But Olivia is an executive, and you are just a lowly little mailboy. Come on, let's go home. People like her don't get involved with people like us.
Well, be that as that may be. But she's coming over tonight.
She is?
Yes, she is.
Why?
She says she wants to see my tapestry. What should I do?
Show her your tapestry.
Well, what if she wants to see more?
Balky, I'm sure this is nothing. Even if it were, you could take care of yourself. I mean, you've been with women before. I mean, on Meepos. I'm sure the milkmaids were all over you. You probably had to beat them off with a crook. Am I right? Huh? You're as pure as the driven snow, aren't you?
Aren't you?
If it'll make you feel better, I'll stay home with you tonight.
Thank you, Porky. That's Olivia. What should I do?
Maybe we should open the door.
Hello, Larry. I wasn't expecting you here.
I live here. Balky and I are cousins.
Oh, how nice.
Hello, Miss Crawford.
Hello, Balky.
Won't you come in?
Yes. Actually, I was supposed to be at the mayor's for cocktails 15 minutes ago. I wonder if you would mind terribly if I just took a quick look at the tapestry and then hit the road.
Well, you should have called. I would have run it down to your car. Oh. I'll go get it.
Balky, I think Miss Crawford just wants to look at the tapestry.
Color me embarrassed. I did not understand why she came. I have so much to learn about American women.
Reams. Look, if I leave right now, I can still get some research done at the library. Can I go?
Yes, yes, of course, and thank you. Ooh, thank you for showing me how wrong I was.
Hey, that's why I'm here. Well, I'm sorry I can't stay, Miss Crawford.
Oh.
I have to go to the library. I hear the editor of the Sunday magazine is tough on people who don't make their deadlines.
They tell me she's hell on wheels. Well, don't just stand there grinning. Get out there and get me a story.
I'm going.
Of course, a lady should go easy on the cheap cologne.
Oh, Balky, this is exquisite.
Do you like it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. This is a very, very special tapestry. It shows the entire history of the island of Meepos. For instance, this represents Ferdinand Meepos discovering that Meepos is an island.
Oh, you mean this little man who appears to be drowning?
Yes, he made the discovery while he was trying to walk to Italy. This, over here, this represents the great tomato famine. It was terrible. Thousands and thousands of tomatoes died.
Fascinating.
Listen, Miss Crawford, I just want to tell you, I have to get something off my chest.
What, Balky?
Well, when you kissed me, I thought for just a second that maybe it wasn't a hello, Balky, how are you today kiss. I thought it might have been a more of a hi, sailor, new in town kind of.
Well, you don't feel bad now, do you, Balky?
Well, of course not.
Well, tell me, what do you feel like now?
Well, I feel perfect comfortable, just like I'm at home with Mama.
Well, I'm very glad, Balky, because I certainly wouldn't want you to be afraid of me. You see, it's very rare that a person such as yourself comes into one's life, a complete innocent, pure and unsullied, a blank page upon which someone, perhaps someone like myself, can write a tale of searing passion.
Oh. Mama never did that. Miss Crawford?
Yes.
Miss Crawford. I don't approve of this.
Aww.
You see, I come from a country where people believe that they should get married before they do some of the things that you and I have already done.
Balky.
I forgot my library card. What's going on here?
Are you blind?
Don't you have some place to go?
No, he doesn't. Coffin. She's all over me like a wet T-shirt.
Well, this doesn't seem like a very good time. Oh, if I hurry, I can still make it to the mayor's. Now, Balky, why don't we continue this some other time in some other place, some place where we can have a little privacy? What do you say to Mickey's Hideaway Tuesday evening?
Mickey's Hideaway? Isn't that the adult motel with the water beds and the mirrors and the movies? I've seen the ads.
Miss Crawford, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm busy Tuesday nights for the rest of my life.
Balky, let me try and say this in a way which even you will understand. I am Olivia Crawford. I am an extremely powerful woman at the Chronicle. And goodbye, Olivia, means hello, unemployment.
You can't get away with this.
You'd be surprised what I can get away with. Chuck.
Goodbye, Olivia.
Hello, unemployment.
Don't you worry, buddy. I'm not gonna let you take this lying down. Oh, you know what I mean.
Cousin, do you think we're doing the right thing?
Yes, we're doing the right thing. She can't get away with sexual harassment.
I don't want you to lose your job.
Balky, we built a very strong case here. Frank Kublik from Classified lost his job because of her. So did Tommy Dugan in security and Jeff Maxwell on the loading dock. This lady has got to be stopped, and this is the right way to do it.
When do you think Olivia will hit the fan?
Any minute now.
Look out, baby.
What do you call this?
It's a copy of a complaint I sent to the managing editor. We're charging you with sexual harassment.
Ha! You're bluffing.
I carried it up to him in my very own muscular arms.
Well, it's not going to work, you know.
Oh, Olivia, I'm glad you're here. Appleton, I read your memo. You make some very damaging allegations in here.
Everything I wrote is true. I even have photocopies of the registration cards from Mickey's Hideaway. Miss Crawford has a suite named after her.
And if you don't believe him, you can dust my body for her fingerprints.
I don't think that'll be necessary. Olivia, what do you have to say about this?
You look at him. You don't seriously think I'd throw myself at a mailboy, do you?
Three people say they lost their jobs because of you.
Jack, Jack, Jack. I mean, people get fired. They've got to blame somebody. Now, these kids, whom I scarcely know, are trying to slander me. God knows what I ever did to them.
I know.
Olivia, give me a little credit. I'm a newspaper man. I checked Appleton's sources, and they confirmed the rumors I've been hearing about you for years. Now, I'd like to give you the opportunity to resign.
I have no intention of resigning.
I was hoping you would say that. That way I can say this. You're fired. That felt good.
What do I need with this two-bit paper anyway? I think it's time I took a bite out of the Big Apple.
No way, lady. Employees only. That does feel good.
You two should feel proud of yourselves. A lot of people wouldn't have had the guts to blow the whistle on her. Weren't you afraid of losing your jobs?
We decided we'd rather not work for a newspaper that would fire its employees for telling the truth.
How about that? I have Woodward and Bernstein in my basement. Not bad.
Well, Balky, Olivia Crawford didn't get away with it that time.
Oh, Crawford. I'm sorry that helping me means you don't get an article in the Sunday magazine.
You're right. I won't.
Crawford, don't think I don't appreciate it, because I do. And the future woman of my dreams thanks you, too. Because thanks to you, she'll be able to spend her wedding night the way it was meant to be, with a husband who has absolutely no idea of what he's doing.